My name is Taylor Hall. I am 20 years old. I started protesting after the killing of Drayjean Reed on May 6, 2020. And since then, I've just been protesting every week, every day for social justice. Drayjean Reed is an Indianapolis man. He was on Facebook Live on May 6 when he was getting pulled over by the police. It was a high-speed chase. It started on the interstate downtown and went up Michigan Road, which is kind of in the middle of Indianapolis. In the live video, you see him driving away from the police, and he got out of the car and started running. And then in the video, you can hear about 8 gunshots and see him fall to the ground. That sparked the movement, I'd say, in Indianapolis because of how close it was to everyone.
It definitely was, I'd say, kind of weird and kind of surreal to see how many people in Indianapolis came out for this cause. Indiana is a very conservative state, so just to see so many people of so many different backgrounds and ethnicities, all different races and ages and genders coming out to support is amazing. We need not just legislative change, but we also need change in our communities. We need to uplift each other. We need to support each other. We need to continue to work together to fight this battle of racism and social injustice. We can come out and protest, but nothing's going to change unless we vote. We change the people in office so that they are working for our best interest to be made and for policies and legislations to be made that will benefit the oppressed groups inside of the community. So we had to stress at every protest and sit in that, yes, thank you for showing up for this protest, but also show up at the voting polls. And we had voter registration so that they would, because without voting, then there will be no change and there will be no differences made in our communities.
I started making music after the killing of George Floyd. My father wrote the song, I Can't Breathe, and it's about what happened to him and about what's happening inside of our society today. One line is it 2020 or 1969? I knew if people didn't understand me through my protest or yelling, they might understand it through my music, or they might understand it through my artwork, or they might understand it through my clothing choices.
I want to try to bridge the gap between government officials and the youth. If I ask any kids that I'm working with, who's your mayor, who's your governor, who's your representative, they're not going to know. And I think that's a problem. The next generation is the future, and they're going to be here a lot longer than we are. So if we don't empower them and make them feel a part of this movement, if they don't feel a part of this and they don't see why we're protesting, then we'll be 20 years, 50 years, 100 years later, still protesting for the same things that we were protesting for and our ancestors were protesting for.